Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kara Sherman, and she's Executive Director for Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. Good morning to you, Kara.
Good morning.
Well, there's always something great going on at the Wilson Performing Arts Center. And the first thing we want to talk about is one coming up. Well, it's time to get your tickets because it's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, next week we have our opening of Little Shop of Horrors. So right in time for the Halloween season, we're gonna get a little spooky around here at the Wilson. So you want to get your tickets. The show is October 25th through the 28th. It will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening at 7:30, and then Sunday, the 28th, at 2:30. And this is just a great musical. We have a great cast from all of Southwest Iowa. And tickets are going to be $20 for adults and $10 for students. If you wait till the day of show, you're going to pay $5 extra. So if you wait till day of show and just buy your ticket at the door, it's going to be $25 for adults and $15 for students.
Okay, so how do we get those $10 ones?
Save yourself a couple dollars. Call us ahead of time at 712-623-3183 is our box office number, and you can just reserve your tickets, and we'll get you taken care of. So it'll be a great time, I can promise you that.
Okay, what about a Facebook or website contact?
Yes, we do have a Facebook page. You can just go to the Wilson Performing Arts Center on our Facebook page and get information about the show. There'll also be a rundown of who's who in the cast for that production. And then you can also go to our website, which is wilsonartscenter.org, and there will be more information about the show. To reserve the tickets, you do need to call us
okay.
at 712-623-3183.
And I find, you know, if you just put in your search engine Wilson, Red Oak, Iowa, it'll come up. Those search engines are pretty good.
Exactly.
So let's talk first a little bit about the show itself. I mean, it's been around for a long time. And when I first heard the title long ago, Little Shop of Horrors, I don't like that horror stuff.
It's all in good fun. It's, you know, I guess I could say, okay, yes, it's a little creepy, it's a little gory, but it's all in good fun. And this is from like the 1950s,
uh-huh.
I think it's when the very original came out. And many of you probably saw it. I believe it was in the 80s when they did the movie with. I'm not going to remember who was all in it at this time, but it was just a really fun, silly, crazy cast, and we have the plant that's eating all these people, and it's, you know, it's really silly, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, it was 1982 that the show came out with Rick Moranis, and Steve Martin was the dentist, and just what a fun, silly movie. So it's a great way to kick off the holiday Halloween weekend, and it's just a fun show to come see. We have great music. We have Pam Lewis from Shenandoah as our musical director, and she's pulled together a great orchestra. They rehearsed on Tuesday night for the first time, and boy, they had the Wilson rocking. It sounded great.
Well, when you say they've rehearsed for the first time, those are all musicians who are, I think, kind of used to coming in and out of groups, and so it doesn't take long for them to get their act together.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, and many of them are kind of just volunteering their hours and their time to make this happen. So we're always so grateful for all of the actors and the backstage people, the tech and the crew and the musicians that make these productions happen, because there's a lot of volunteer hours that go into making it all come together.
And as you've mentioned several times, it is a musical, and you don't import people from New York City to do this.
Not. This is all local talent, and I tell you what, I would put this cast up against anybody. They are excellent, excellent performers, so you will not be disappointed.
Okay, so do you want to mention a few of those people?
Sure. Well, it's directed by John Olson, who's from Shenandoah. Musical director is Pam Lewis. We have Tommy Hanna from Shenandoah, who's playing the role of Seymour, and he's just really a riot. We have Megan Beery from Glenwood, and she is playing Audrey. Mr. Mushnick is the flower shop owner, and that's Michael Jones from Shenandoah. He was our Daddy Warbucks in Annie this
year. Oh, yes.
We're really grateful to have Mike back to do another show with us. Our dentist, the dentist that everyone loves to hate, is the Red Oak Express's Nick Johansson. He's from Shenandoah. and he does a great job. We have the singers, the chorus girls, are Sarah Crockett, Jessica Jacobson, and Misty Whistle. And then we have the voice of the plant is my very own husband, Jed Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the voice of the plant, and we have Andrew Heaton from Corning as the puppeteer, and he does an amazing job. It's really a lot of fun. So
I was
people from all over the place.
Yes, and I was waiting for you to mention Jessica Jacobson.
Yes.
Because she did work with the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, and now
yes.
is in Corning, and she has a spectacular voice. So if you measure other voices by her, you know.
Yeah.
That they are all excellent voices.
Yeah, it's a really talented cast, and Jessica is just she's one of them, and it's fun to have her back on the stage.
Yes.
We haven't seen her here for a couple of years, and she's been so busy with her church, but she's here and she's having a good time, and it's just great to have her back on stage with us.
Okay, so this is all about the Little Shop of Horrors with a people-eating plant kind of as the centerpiece.
Yeah.
And so great fun.
Yeah.
And before we quit, we'll remind people how to get those tickets. But let's talk about a couple of other things coming up because there's another one yet here in October, I believe.
Yeah, well, we have so many fun things going on. I did want to mention we're also doing, we have an artist on display in our lobby.
Oh, yes.
And on our Sunday performance of the 28th, we're going to be doing a little reception to honor that artist. His name is Alan Nelson from here in Red Oak. And he just has some really interesting history of Southwest Iowa through his art. And so on Sunday, the 28th at 1 o'clock, it's free. We'll be doing a little reception from about 1 to 2 for Al. And then 2:30 is the 2:30 show for Little Shop. So you can come on Sunday and enjoy some of the artwork, meet the artist, have some goodies, and then stay and enjoy the show at 2:30.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, and then coming up in November, we have a couple of real quick things that I will fill you in on. November 10th, we have a show called This Isn't Helping, and it's a one-woman show. It's a performer from New York City, and she is doing a little story about she is a how do I explain this? She's a psychiatrist. She's a longtime therapist, and she's kind of struggling with her own little personal problems with burnout, and the story itself is about people who offer to help the helper. So as the therapist, you know, the others are stepping up to help her deal with her life. And so it's a really interesting show. Again, the performer is Jude Trader Wolf. She is from New York City, and she just does a really great show. It is Saturday, November 10th at 7:30 p.m., and tickets are only $10 for that show. It's sponsored by Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, so we thank them for being the sponsor of that production. And it's going to be a really good show. It's again, a one-woman show. She'll be doing a lot of talking and some singing and guitar playing, and there will be tears and there will be a lot of laughter. And so you can get your tickets for This Isn't Helping with Jude Trader Wolf for November 10th.
And let's just talk just for a minute about Christmas. I know, people hate it when all the Christmas stuff is coming out in the stores, but we need to get things on our calendar if
yeah.
we want to not miss them.
Right, right. And Christmas is just right around the corner. I can't believe it. We're going to be kicking off our holiday season with our favorite gospel group from here in Red Oak, Reconciled. And on Sunday, November 25th, we have Reconciled doing a 2 o'clock and a 7 o'clock performance here on the Wilson stage, and they're going to be doing a big album release party. They've put together a great new CD that they've been in the studio recording, and so if you're interested, November 25th will be the kickoff to their new CD release. There's a 2 o'clock and a 7 o'clock show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and I'm guessing the CDs will be there if somebody'd like to take one home.
Yeah. CDs will be available. I'm not sure what the price is on those CDs. Tickets for the show are $15
okay.
for adults and $5 for students.
Okay.
And you can call the Wilson and reserve those. And then our big production for December is The Carol, which is a collaboration between the Wilson and Faith Community Church here in Red Oak. and it is a musical version of A Christmas Carol. And we have not done this since 2014. We've done it a couple different times, but it's been a few years. So we're bringing the carol back to the stage. It's December 6th through the 9th. And it's a great production, and it will definitely get you in the Christmas spirit.
Okay. Again, the phone number to get tickets?
Phone number to get tickets is 712-623-3183.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kara Sherman, for visiting with us about Little Shop of Horrors and other things at the Wilson Performing Arts Center. And until next time, I have sort of a silly thing to think about, but I think it's appropriate because we got a plant in this show and it's time to clean out our gardens. When weeding, the best way to make sure you are removing a weed and not a valuable plant is to pull on it. If it comes out of the ground easily, it was a valuable plant.